Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Burt Show.
All right, I got one for you guys. Burt Show community, help me out with this. All right, so I'm on the phone with a dude a couple of days ago. It's another radio guy that works in a city, in a different city. And he knows I have kids, but mine aren't as old as his. He's got a daughter, and he's got two daughters, actually. And the eldest is 11 years old. And he's just now noticed that he's starting to get like a thick mustache.
Mm.
At 11 years old. You know how we were talking about this puberty thing
mm-hmm.
a couple of days ago? Like how girls yeah. are, in some cases, in a puberty at like 8, 9 years old. Well, this girl has like a thick mustache already.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody at school has said anything to her about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he is pretty confident that when the school year fires up, that she's going to take some crap for this.
She mm-hmm. might get made fun of. So he wants she's, to kind of beat, like, do something about it before yes. any bullied kids, and, like, hurt her feelings about it?
Exactly. And I think he's a single dad also, now that I'm thinking about it.
I was about to ask, because I just think it would be, that'd be so much easier for her coming from her mom than
her
him.
Mom, yeah, yes. single dad. And mom's not around anymore. So 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. I know, Jeff, you want to make a million jokes right now. I know you do.
That's so cruel.
But think about her, like, at 11 years old with what you have over your lip right now.
She's the most interesting girl in the
Oh, see, that's what's going to happen as soon as she starts school.
I don't know where you'd even
start.
Yeah,
it would be an 11-year-old Jeff that would make fun mm-hmm. of her.
Right. And it would be devastating to her. And it coming from dad, I don't know. Anything physical that you're trying to change from dad, mm-mm.
So she's 11 years old, this girl. And she's got this, he said, you can see it plainly. He can see it in his daughter's face that she's got this mustache.
Are they Italian people or, you know, like just like have that sort of genes?
I don't know. He's a radio DJ, so his name's like Sonny Fox. Who knows what his real last name is, you know?
Poor little thing.
So, hey, Johnny St. John, where are you from?
Like, so what do you do? Do you suggest to your daughter to narrate it? Do you suggest that she starts? Like, what do
you
do?
She already knows it's there.
No, he said that she's never brought it up.
She hasn't noticed it.
Because she's horrified.
Not to dad.
She's got mirrors in the house. She's the only woman she knows with a mustache. She knows it's there.
You think she's got to talk to her.
And I think he should offer some suggestions before she tries to, like, you know, pour liquid plumber on her face or something.
Laser hair removal.
Say again?
Laser hair removal.
What do
you going to send your 11-year-old to?
What do you use to get rid of it? Do you bleach it or do you use?
I don't know how to get rid of it. Do you shave it? Like a man? Like you can't go to your daughter. Hey, let me shave your sash.
Can you take her to like a spa, and like a you know like a place where you get facials? But call ahead of time and go. Hey, listen, my girl, she's going to be the one that's coming in.
The news has to come from a woman.
With the mustache.
She'll know it's her because she's got the handlebar mustache.
You'll know it's her.
This is why. It's not funny.
No, you're right.
It's not funny.
You're right, it's not.
It's not funny.
It's too easy.
Can you just, you know, and say, can you, you know, I'm gonna give her a girl's day out and she's going to get a manicure and a facial. And then can you suggest, what do you mean, here we go? This is a real suggestion. What are you offering over there? Nothing. I'm saying take her to a spa and have the spa technician, you know, do whatever, zap it, wax it. Rub it down.
And have the technician be the one to suggest it to the little girl?
Yep.
Is there another family member maybe around, like an aunt or a cousin or
grandma?
Somebody close to the family
has
as a female.
Girl.
So it has to come from another woman is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sam here. I have a friend who has an 11-year-old daughter who is starting to get like this thick mustache. And she hasn't even brought it up to him yet. She hasn't said she's insecure about it. His fear is that when she goes back to school that there are going to be kids that are giving her crap about it. So he's not exactly sure what to do. Does he make the suggestions? Mm-hmm. Does he give it to another woman role model to suggest? I mean, what do you do?
Definitely. I will piggyback on what Jeff said and have it be a woman's spa day or a little girl spa day, but allow the technician to go ahead and suggest it. Suggest everything. It could be from, you know, hair, facial, what have you. It could be a facial, and then they suggest a mustache. They suggest things that she should be aware of as she gets older. So this is, I mean, don't have him suggest it. You don't want, but definitely a woman.
Mm-hmm. So now, is this the kind of thing? I know I'm gonna ask really stupid questions. Like, once you start shaving, you know, the stereotype, the theory has always been once you start, it always comes in thicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I read somewhere that that's not true.
No, I mean for women, if you wax or thread, I don't know if Bert would be familiar with threading, but if you wax or thread a lot of your facial hair, it tends to grow back a little thinner.
Yeah, I don't think for women that the facial hair grows thicker, but it will come back. So, I mean, I do think, yes, Jeff is a good suggestion, because I was glad there wasn't a joke at the end of that.
Thank you.
She's going to have to repeat this process the rest of her life.
Poor little thing, 11 years old.
So if a technician or, again, another female family member or friend or somebody, so, you know, gives her all kinds of beauty secrets and includes that in it, then she'll be able to take care of it
and
herself.
And shows her how to do it.
Right.
And so she knows how to do it again.
Next time. Yeah. Right. Because it's not going to be one time.
So it's not that you can't do this thing on your own. Like, you can't nair off a mustache on an 11-year-old girl. Because that was really he was thinking about doing.
No.
Like, while she's sleeping.
No, he's going to suggest it.
Climbs into her room, kneels on her shoulders, and told her.
To me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel so uncomfortable with the idea of dad saying anything, because it's going to be, for her, I'm afraid it's going to be absorbed as a criticism of her physical appearance, and from dad, that's going to just hurt.
But
I don't know.
It's way better than somebody making fun of her at school.
Mm-hmm. And then wouldn't she put that on him anyway? Why didn't you tell me, Daddy, that I was going to make fun of my mustache?
The best thing is to get a girl to do it, and then that way it's just beauty secrets.
I'm sure the Latter-day Saints have a commercial about this.
I'd cry, because I cried all their commercials.
Hey, Brenda, good morning.
Hey, I want to tell you, I have an 11-year-old boy that has a unibrow. And we told him as a preteen, they just get that stuff waxed. So every time we go to Supercuts, he just signs up for the wax. It's like a $5 or $6 thing. Not a big deal. Now he signs up by himself every time we walk in and sign the little form.
I do think it's a little different for a dude, though.
I do, too.
I'm
telling a little girl she's got to get her mustache shaved at 11 years old. It's a sentence that doesn't really quite register, you know?
At 11 years old, though, can you just call her into the bathroom and make it like women shave, too? Like, Daddy does. Okay. All women have to shave. Just teach her that's way.
That's gross.
Claire, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Why are you looking? I'm saying it's
you're not being serious.
Yes, I am.
Like Daddy takes the 11-year-old into the bathroom.
The
they go in front of the
mirror,
together.
And they put the...
No, that's not how.
Mm-mm. My dad gave me one of those IDEA hair remover things, and I thought it was. Well, he actually told me it was just a free gift with something he ordered, and gave it to me. I had no idea. It was a couple years later before I realized my dad was telling me that I had I was hairy. But I had already noticed that I had heavier facial hair than most of my friends, but I didn't know how to say anything or what to do about it. So I was like, dude, yes, I got it. And I had already recognized it, but didn't know what to say about it. My dad just kind of gave it to me, and I just kind of took it. It was a free gift, and he gave it to me because he didn't want it.
And did you use it immediately, or did you say it took you a couple of years?
No. I used it pretty much immediately. Used it on my eyebrows, used it on my, everywhere.
How old were you at the time?
I was in middle school.
Okay.
Which makes you how old? About 11, 12 years old?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good idea. Maybe he can leave like a product out on the counter somewhere.
I don't know either.
I don't know why I'm feeling so much.
I had no answer for this guy because I felt so bad for him. I'm like, I have no idea where to go with this, you know? Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I was just saying that I was raised by my father. My mom lived out of state, and I would rather my father tell me, which he did, than some strange nail technician.
So you don't
even though it's a woman, I would feel much more comfortable with my father.
So you wouldn't take it as it wouldn't like harmfully affect you if your dad was talking about your appearance?
No, not. Okay. I mean, he did. When I grew up, he always did. Like, okay, it's time for you to get a bra, or, you know, like, you need to do this. And I was very comfortable with it.
What, Melissa? Why are you looking like that?
I think it's different, though, if you're a single dad. Because
you
have to do it. Yeah.
Did he also put the little Playboy bunny head sticker on your hip before you went into tanning?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Why are you making something so beautiful so ugly?
Put this right there on your hip bone, and you'll be able to see how dark you get. Come here, honey, I'll do it for you.
It's a real classy thing to do.
All right, one more call here. Hey, Tracy, you got a dad here, single dad's got an 11-year-old daughter. He sees this thick mustache coming in and wants to do something about it before she goes back to school. So what's your advice for him?
I just wanted to remind you real quick. You keep saying something to the effect of, she's so young, she's so young. We just had a conversation or a radio show the other day about girls maturing. Pardon me, so early. And I think that's what's happening here. But I totally agree with Jeff's idea, and I think it should not come from the dad, because little girls form their relationships for future relationships with men based on their relationships with dad. And I just think it's going to be a detrimental thing if it comes from him.
Yeah, this does get back to that conversation we had a couple of days ago, and this survey is up online right now. The research shows now that girls, like, on average, are reaching puberty at, like, almost 10 years old.
And I can't believe advice for women that Jeff is right.
I know. Well, I mean, look at the way he's groomed now.
You heard my speech. Like, you couldn't help being impassioned. Churches, stop it. Stop judging women.
Don't make fun of me. Stop it.
Who have mustaches.
You stop it.
Little girls with mustaches. Stop it.
The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.